Hello and welcome to today's episode of TSARP. I'm your host, Andrew Weir, and today our co-hosts are Sam and Steven.
It is no longer 222.
Nope. It's
223.
Sam's new name is Andrew, greater than or equals to 4x plus 21, which is totally on the same topic of today's main topic. And today's main topic is the rest of the RTX 40 series is set to release January 2024. And I
my
am
birthday.
Very excited. I have a sad story. You all want to hear my sad story? You're going to say no.
No.
I'm a genius. I've been on this podcast long enough. I know your responses. But you probably also know my response, which is I'm going to still say it. I bought a new graphics card right before the 40 series came out. So I have a 3070, which I thought was great. It was great at the time, still great, but now it's just less great because now there's the 40 series, and now that they're coming out with the 4070, now it's really just not great. So I'm depressed, and maybe one day with that money from the TSARP fund, I will be able to afford a new RTX.
Our TSARP fund that has like $1 billion or something, right?
Oh, yeah. We got so much money in that TSARP fund.
I have a lot of TSARP fund, too, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of TSARP fun. I mean, if that counts. But I don't know if it does.
Lot of TSARP fungus.
That's just weird.
I don't think that's good.
NVIDIA, we try to throw in that stock news when we can. NVIDIA was up today 0.54%, but whoa. NVIDIA plans to release, I think it was the 70 Ti, and then I forget what other
seven ones. The 80 super.
Oh, and the 80 super. Is it just those three?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh no,
let me see. I found it. So I had the post no, up
we...
too, and then I lost it.
Snowy confuses me now.
Oh, all right. Here it is. So it's the NVIDIA RTX 4070, 4070 Ti, and 4080 Super. And it's those three are reportedly set to release in January 2024. So very excited for that. Hopefully it comes, hopefully it does come out in January when they are expecting it to. Also, it's almost time for my favorite conference of the year. All right.
What is it?
And we're not invited to the conference,
though
we really should.
Oh, it's almost my favorite time for the favorite conference of the favorite year, too.
Do you know what conference? I don't know if we're on the same wavelength here, but let's hope we are. All right. My favorite conference of my favorite year is CES. All right. CES stands for, I believe, Consumer Electronics Show. But I'm probably wrong. Oh, no, I'm right. Consumer
Electronics. Consumer Economic Summit.
All right. No, I was talking about the other CES. Don't know about your CES.
I have no idea what I just said.
So I'm very, honestly didn't do that bad. That sounds like a real thing. But it's not from what I know. So CES is a show with all the newest high-tech futuristic stuff that they plan to release in the next few years. That can be floating motorcycles to flying cars to the most advanced AI in the world to walking robots that can also get your coffee in the morning, anything. And it's all real. It's not just concepts. Like, there's literally working prototypes that they get to show off. A lot of it is stuff that might never actually come to market. Like, there was the one year there was like the LG door where it was a really advanced door where you could do things where like your delivery man would put the package in the door and then it would like close up. There's all different things with it too. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. It's just one thing
Andrew,
I remember.
Wasn't the Snapchat drone there too?
Oh, probably. And a lot of the things that actually are there do come to market and you do end up and eventually you are able to buy them, just not as soon as they're like there. You know, when they're there, it's a few years before release. But not everything does, right? So that's why it's a concept. It's my favorite conference of the year. And I always like to watch. The videos are always on YouTube. So when it does happen, it's always in January. I forget what day. Let me look up when CES is this year. It is the 9th through the 12th of 2024. So when the video comes out on YouTube, it will probably be after the 12th, maybe 13th, 14th. We'll talk about all the really epic things that were there because it's always pretty cool to see. All right. What else we got here? Is it time for our tech fun fact? Do I have any other things I can sneak in before we get there? Because there's always some random thing to talk about. There's more Andrews. Now we have some weird ones. Like I said, Sam's new username is Andrew greater than or equal to 4X plus 21. Snowy's new username is Andrew Pi divided by 4. And that's all I know. Apparently, Joseph's middle initial is P. His new username is Joseph P. Le. It would be a lot funnier if his last name was pronounced Lee, because it would be Joseph P. Lee. but it probably does stand for pizza, to be honest. I have now gone some more badges on Kidoyo. Okay. It's just
a lot of badges.
It's just because it's around, or you know, an even number, right? No stragglers, not because it's another type of number or there's anything funny about it. It's not a funny number. I now have 420 badges. And it's a perfectly serious
totally
thing.
Not funny.
Stop laughing. No. yeah, so got a bunch of badges in there. And by the way, our goal by the end of the episode is to hit 133 subscribers. So if you want to subscribe, you want to share with a friend to get them subscribed, it would be appreciated. All right.
How many and 33?
What?
How many and 33?
We want to get to 33 before the end. So we need one
we
more.
We want to get to 33?
Yes.
Just 33?
Just 33, Sam. All right. See, these episodes aren't our best. You know, not a lot of people watch when there's no Gimkit in the title, which is sad. But, you know, it happens. It happens. All right. Let's move on to our fun fact here, or history fun fact. I lost it. Here it is. Oh, we have two? All right. So, Fortnite Season 2 was released 6 years ago today. Happy Fortnite anniversary. And Fortnite Winterfest starts today. That's kind of history, but it's
Fortnite news.
It's more Fortnite news. I was reading off the list, man, and it was just there, you know. I'm sorry. Also, Prime Gaming Rewards ends their relationship with RIOT. What's RIOT?
Riot.
Okay. makers of League of Legends and Valorant, which means no more drops for Riot Games. The last drops come out in March 2024. Very sad. You know what? You know, T-Sub needs a collab, right? You know, they can get limited time badges on Kidoyo. Kidoyo should do the collab. All right. So that was it. That was it. It was just Fortnite.
There was another history fact.
The history.
7 years ago today, the Apple AirPods were released.
So you put two things that were definitely not history in the history, and then put the thing that wasn't history beyond it. All right. Well,
not really. I just
didn't
topics,
organize
you know?
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
I got it.
All right. 7 years ago today, the Apple AirPods were released. As in, you could buy them. Got it. Got it, Steven. You could buy them 7 years ago today. All right.
I still don't have them.
Also, apparently, this is right here, so that's why I'm going to say it, though. I haven't transitioned into the speedrun yet. All right. We're not there. Okay. You know why? You know why we're not there? Because I forgot something. I forgot a very depressing thing. No, it's not depressing at all. It's very exciting. Make sure to subscribe, like, share with a friend, and guess what? We're gonna add one in here. We're gonna throw it in. Click the notification bell.
I unsubscribed.
No. what else was I gonna say? I was gonna say, join the Discord, buy the merch. You know what everyone should do? They should add the merch to their Christmas list. Because they're not paying for it.
I was going to, but I forgot.
I already have it online.
Whoa, that's crazy. I need to buy some things. I need to buy the banner.
I want the Eric.
Because we need a new banner. Eric phone case is kind of sick.
I want the coffee mugs.
Oh, the coffee mug is sick. Let's take a look. I haven't been on there in a while, so let's see what's going on there. What's the URL? cheeseserve.printify.me. Yep, link in description. Let's see. All right, here you go. The coffee mug. Yeah, I really do like this. This was pretty cool how this came out. And it's 1 year anniversary limited edition. This will be gone at some point. And it looks pretty cool. I like the blue accent as well.
At some point
it will be gone. We also got all the Eric themed things here, which all of them are pretty cool. I like the Eric sweatshirt, Eric pillow. All those are nice. The banner is what I need to buy because I already have a banner, but I need a new one. The stickers are pretty cool too. There's also the sticker sheets if you want multiple. And then the T-Sarp phone case as well, which also turned out pretty cool. I like it. I made it, so I better like it. But yeah, I like it. Let's see. What's my phone?
He made it.
Where's my... Oh, is there not 15 phone cases yet? Oh, that's a pain. Hold on. they don't have my current phone. Oh, no, they do have my current phone because my current phone is the same size as, like, the iPhone 7.
Do they have your newest phone?
But the 15, which I will be getting, hopefully, for Christmas. It won't be here. T-Sarp fund. There's no size for the 15, which is kind of sad. Yes. Yeah, I think we might have to add it in if they have them now or whatever it is. All right, let's move on to our topic speedrun for today. Let's take a quick looky at the list.
A quick looky.
Pokemon Scarlet and Violet DLC, the Indigo disc. That was hard to say. The Indigo disc was released last night. Pretty cool, Steven. I'm gonna go all CNBC on you. We're moving over to Steven, our Pokemon and Nintendo correspondent.
Wow. So there was already a DLC, right? But now they added this DLC, and I think it's pretty cool. It's kind of a continuation of the last one, you know.
All right. It
adds cool stuff, like always.
Got it. What type of cool stuff? I'm not a Nintendo player or Pokemon player.
New Pokemon.
Got it.
I think I haven't really looked into it so much, but I think there's a new place to explore, you know, like a new kind of like a region, but still in the same place.
Got it. All right. Thank you, Steven. Also, apparently, speaking of T-Sarp correspondents, Joseph Leh, Pizza Coder, is now a T-Sarp correspondent. He posts on Hot Pod Coding Club all the time with he used to a lot. He started again with his coding news. He's going to post, instead of by Joseph Leh, now it's going to be by Joseph Leh, a T-Sarp correspondent. So different, guys. It's mind-blowing. But yeah, so there
my
you
mind
go.
My has exploded.
If you want to be a T-Sarp
my
correspondent,
mind is no longer exists.
Join the Discord, ask us, tell us what you think that job title means, if we like what you think it means, then we'll give you the title, and that's practically how it works. But I think T-Sarp has room to expand on doing stuff like that. Like, I think one thing that would be cool is, like, I think posting more on Twitter, right? Like, if we had someone that, like, saw an article title, right, and like the NVIDIA thing, and then just copied it, posted it on Twitter, and then maybe just like added a quick comment on it. That would be cool. Too much, like a lot of things to work out with that, though, but if that's something that interests you, reach out. We'll think about it. All right, what else we got here? What other tech news we also have? Apparently, GTA, Vice City, and San Andreas are now available to play on Netflix.
You forgot the third one.
No. GTA 3, Vice City, and San Andreas are now available to play on Netflix. I got it. All right. Yeah. Well, I got it. It's all there. I said it.
You know what else is all there?
What?
What?
Not me.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Well, yeah, I don't know. Now you can play games on Netflix, and it's confusing my brain a little. It's kind of going like, what? Yeah, that's what my brain did.
What is it called again, Jordan? Can you say that again?
It goes like, woo, woo, woo. Yeah, pretty interesting. I did kind of know that they were releasing these games. I was pretty sure they were all mobile, though. And I assume this is not mobile.
I honestly don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to kind of look into this a little bit. Because I knew that they were making, like, a Squid Games game and stuff like that. But let's look at this. Yeah, it says how to play the trilogy on Netflix. If you go to, I think, now available to play using the Netflix app on your phone or tablet. These games were able to be played on your phone or tablet? I didn't know that. Okay. Well, yeah, so it's on your phone or tablet. I don't know if that's just iPhone or also Android, but if that's something that interests you, go check it out. All right.
It does interest me.
That's cool.
That's
great.
Go
check it out. All right, that about wraps it up for our speed run today. We went really quick and we went really in depth. That's the point of these speed runs, isn't it? So yeah, there you go. What are we doing? What are we doing to end off today's episode? We got a little bit of in brackets.
Oh, I have an idea. Mr. Fraud made it public.
Oh, yeah. All right, so before we get into that, I was going to say that we got some new art for in brackets, some new logo concepts. Here is one of them. There you go. I like it. You know, it's got that freeze frenzy.
Totally awesome.
In
it's
there.
Terrible.
No, what?
Agree to disagree.
But yeah, I really like this one. The outlines are pretty. I like it. They're bold. It gives a Sam feel. Sam, you do that
I
with
like
outlines.
This one.
But what you do is you would make it so they were like a clearer version of the color. So this would be like a clear white, and this would be like a clear green, and this would be like a clear brown. That's like what you do.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's got the thick borders you add in, but not like completely your style. Yeah, so there you go. This is
Sam likes to put borders around me.
He does like the borders. He's a border type of guy.
Stop beating
me. No, that stays on Don't Look Down. But all right, so let's play that quick Mr. Ferrara game.
Oh my goodness.
He made, yes, Steven.
No, Sam sent something hilarious, and I think it's from Mr. Ferrara's game.
Oh, I did see this, and if it wasn't, Mr. Ferrara made a game with a bunch of our teachers' faces in it, and you could change the faces. And change the bodies.
It's monster mix and match, but teachers.
And I feel like if it was made by anyone else, we could not play this. But since it was made by Mr. Ferrara, I guess it's all.
It's Mr. Ferrara approved.
It is Mr. Ferrara approved.
Literally.
So let's get into this. Let's show the game, and that will end off today's episode. All right, here you go. Right now we have Mr. Ferrara. The bottom half looks pretty much like him. Top half, not so much. So let's change that. Okay, let's change the arms. That's pretty much him, but let's change. Oh, there we go. This is Sam right now. We're going to need to add in Sam's face. Hold on. Oh, our principal now, Miss O'Connor, now looking like a skeleton with Crocs, which is the weirdest part. Oh, our vice principal. Miss Thompson. Oh, God, it's horrible. And let's see, who else is here? And our gym teacher. Poor gym teacher. Our math teacher. This is great. This is wonderful, Mr. Farrar. Thank you for this atrocity. While it is wonderful, I feel like they're going to be really offended. and let's look at these. Wait, hold on.
Tomorrow. We know why.
We know why. Well, here
Mr.
is... our wonderful principal, Mrs. O'Connor. Sorry, Mrs. O'Connor. It wasn't us. Yeah, let's see. Now we gotta make this Mr. Ferrara. There you go. Let's make his arms very. Yeah, there you go. That's him right there. Well, thank you all for watching this atrocity. We'll see you back here tomorrow on Friday. You know what we do on Friday?
What do we do on Friday?
We go to bed for 2 days and then wake back up on Monday. You know, we don't, you know, like teachers, all teachers do is teach, right? Like they, after we leave, they go under their desk and go to bed and then wake up, right? The next day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We do the same. Uh-huh. And once the podcast's done, we just go under our desks and then wait till the next day. All that stuff about school.
Under the same desk.
Under the same desk. All that stuff about school, this Mr. Farrar guy, never heard of him. He's AI
Made
generated.
Up.
Yeah, crazy. We go under this desk. Wow. We don't go to school. Well, thank you all for listening to our very strange humor. It is Think Out Loud Thursday, but it's really Think Out Loud Tuesday.
I think we should all unsubscribe to TV.
Nope.
That's a bad idea, Sam.
I think we should only have one host on this podcast. And get rid of you too. All right. Well, thank you all for watching. We will see you back here tomorrow on the best of days, Fridays. Bye-bye.
Bye, Andrew.
Bye, Andrew.
Yeah, we gotta speed this up.